Happy International Women's Day, Nikki.
Happy International Women's Day to you as well. To celebrate International Women's Day, I decided to write a letter to the girls and women of the future that I wanted to share, okay?
Cool.
Okay. To the girls and women of the future, there's no denying that when it comes to gender equality, we've made huge strides here in Canada. For the first time, the Canadian cabinet has an equal number of male and female ministers. Women are fundamentally protected against discrimination under the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and the Canadian budget includes gender recognition. In the last federal budget, the word gender was used no fewer than 359 times in 367 pages. Also, the majority of Canadian university students are women. But despite all of this, we still have a long way to go. Women still make less money than men. We are underrepresented in far too many industries, and we are underrepresented in senior and leadership positions. Gender-based violence still affects half of all Canadian women, and women who are seniors are more likely to be living in poverty because their pensions are smaller. So this is what I wish for perhaps my own future daughter, and definitely for all of the future girls and women in Canada and all over the world. First and foremost, I wish that you have the confidence to follow your heart. You have worth, you have talent, you have a calling, and I hope that gender norms and societal expectations are not still conditioning you to believe that there are only a handful of paths for you to follow or roles for you to play in your lifetime. So many strong women have led the way for you to celebrate the freedoms that you have today, and I pray that if need be, you continue to speak up and keep pounding on any glass ceiling that stands in your way. I hope that on a daily basis, you aren't bombarded by advertisements and influencers who are wiring you to believe that you are inadequate. Whether you choose to wake up every day and apply a face full of makeup, or you wear the same uniform every day like Mark Zuckerberg or Steve Jobs, I hope that the respect and opportunities you receive are not dependent on the way you look. And you shouldn't have to dress a certain way in order to protect yourself. You should be able to care for and decorate your body the way you choose without fear of sexual harassment or assault. And I hope that the justice system supports that freedom. To the girls and women of the future, please celebrate each other. I hope that you support and love other women. One woman's success is not another's failure. It is, in fact, success for all women, and it is success for humanity. I hope that if you choose to lead, that you bring other women with you. And I hope that for all of your achievements, you get the credit you deserve and that you take the credit you deserve. Know that we are cheating ourselves and we're cheating future women when we agree to shrink or play small. And I hope that your femininity isn't questioned based on your decision to be a mother or not. And if you do have children, I hope that your maternal instinct isn't judged based on your choice to go back to work or not. And whatever it is you choose, I hope that your achievements feel as good as they look. I hope that you're not plagued with feelings of anxiousness or pressure because of impossible expectations to be more intelligent, more successful, more popular, more beautiful, or thin, or sexy. And if anybody ever tries to tell you that you're too much, they're wrong. I hope you never have to apologize for being powerful. I hope that you harness your strength, and I hope that you speak up even when your voice shakes. And I hope that with all of your being, you know that you do enough, you give enough, and you are enough. Happy International Women's Day.
All right, Nikki, well done. Very well, well done. Text coming in, Nikki, for Prime Minister. People want you to run the next election. And happy International Women's Day from all of us here at The Beat 92.5. We'll get to French Montana.